There's a lot of conversation on these social media streets about celebrity brands. It seems like every couple of months there's a different celebrity coming out with some other product, whether it's a hair care line or a perfume or a clothing line or a skincare line. It's starting to get a little much for a lot of the general population. Of course, fans are going to buy it, but now they're starting to have serious conversations about the intent and the alignment of these brands. And it made me think about us, about regular everyday businesses, people who are not celebrities who have these businesses, and trying to figure out if there is a true brand alignment, if it makes sense. Now, I know I have several businesses and a lot of people say, well, I don't understand. Well, how is a lingerie business going to align with her brand? There's a big difference between starting your own brand with your name or based on what you, how you live your day-to-day life, and having a business that does something totally out of the norm for what you do with your other, with your current business. Today, I want to focus on Beyonce. I love talking about Beyonce because she's a brand and a business all in herself. But I think that she is starting to create this hole for herself that allows her to invest in these brands or start these brands that make no sense. And it's starting to put doubt in the general population. So today, let's talk about it. But first, ask yourself two questions. Does my brand truly align with my target audience? And am I the person that can bring that brand to life? Is that what I'm known for? Welcome back to another episode of Mogul Chicks Chat. I'm your host, Adrienne Graham. I'm the CEO and proud founder of Mogul Chicks LLC, and that's Chicks with an X. I am a serial entrepreneur and a self-made businesswoman who is a strategic business growth advisor, published author, mentor, and investor. We help female founders of color grow and scale profitable job-creating companies and eventually get their company's investment ready. We also help groom them into dynamic leaders and CEOs and build legacy wealth in the process. Mogul Chicks is a mindset, a way of life, if you will, and a blueprint for female founders who want to build a legacy of wealth and a generational business empire. We provide strategic business growth solutions and a platform for resources, mentoring, networks, and education. Our mission is to take your company from flat to profit generating to job creating to investment ready. My personal mission is to help you build and run a better company, reimagine the way you do business, and build lasting wealth. Oh, and before I forget, be sure to tag at Mogul Chicks using the hashtag Mogul Chicks Chat on social media. Make sure you rate the show and leave a comment. It helps people find us. Share the love, share the love. So a couple of months ago at the tail end of Beyonce's tour, she had announced that she was dropping a fragrance line. Everybody was crazy. There was a frenzy. Everyone talked about getting it. They wanted the information. Everything was good. And honestly, I'll admit it, and I know that they're going to come for me, but I'm not a Beyonce fan in terms of her entertainment and stuff like that. I am a study of Beyonce, the business. So I didn't hear anything else about this fragrance drop after that. That's fine. You know, I'm not a fan. I'm not one of those people who are devoted to Beyonce. And that's cool. We all have our thing. So fast forward to today. I was reading through my feed on social media and someone posted that Miss Beyonce now is about to launch a hair care line. And then there was a comparison about her and Rihanna. Basically, the gist of the post was, hey, Beyonce's dropping this hair care line. Is anybody interested? There was this photo of Beyonce with her head in the laid back in the sink, you know, for her hair. You couldn't really see her hair. And the question became, Who made Beyonce an authority on hair care products when you never see her hair? The only time you see her is with wigs and lace fronts and things like that. But it was a valid question. What makes Beyonce someone who can carry a hair care brand? Then there was a comparison to Rihanna. And from a marketing standpoint, it was something along the lines of, you know, whatever Rihanna is selling, they want it because she's authentic. You get to see her, you see her life, and you see her family, and you see her reasoning behind why she starts the brand or the line that she's starting. And you don't see that with Beyonce. You know, it's astutely private. She's very private. And someone said, and I'm going to paraphrase, I hope she's listening to this, Beyonce is akin to a beautiful statue or painting. You want to look at it and admire it, not necessarily buy it. Not to mention, we rarely see her hair. She isn't known for her hair. So that's valid. That is valid. And, you know, in the comments, everybody talked about pattern. You know, Tracee Ellis Ross's hair care line, you know, that's all you see from Tracee. That's all she talks about is that beautiful hair that she has. So yeah, it makes sense for her. Then they talked about Taraji P. Henson. Love Taraji as an actress, but the one thing people said was, you've never seen Taraji's real hair. You didn't see her hair when she came out with this hair care line. So help me connect the dots. I get it. You know, with Beyonce, I think because she's so much bigger than life, or positioned herself to be larger than life, and she does things so covertly, there's no connection to her having a hair care line. And a lot of people in the comments for this point, there were a lot of comments, about 88 comments. A lot of people said, I would say about maybe 90% of the people said they would not be purchasing this hair care line. So I get it. You know, someone that big, someone that popular, someone that influential, starting these different lines, it has to make sense. You know, somebody brought up her House of Darion clothing line, which is now out of operation. Someone said, you didn't see her wearing Darion jeans. She talked about it in her video, but she didn't really wear them. Well, I don't know if she did or didn't, but not all people who have a business necessarily have to use or wear the product. And I tread lightly when I say that. Now, I have Busy's Intimates. I have my lingerie boutique. I did not design those products. I do not claim to. I have a boutique and I sell them. And I started that because I had a hard time when I was living in Atlanta at the time, finding a good lingerie store. And I felt, where are they? You know, there's either this grandma lingerie or there's this old lady lingerie, no offense to anybody. And I just decided it was fun. It was what I wanted to do. So I started the business and it's been going strong ever since 2020. You know, and people look at me and they see Mogul Chicks, or they was, you know, with business growth, or they would see the magazine or the podcast. All of that makes sense because it's all part of the same brand. And then they look at my Graham Talent Group and they see, yeah, my background is in HR and recruiting. So it all made sense with the alignment strategy, but the lingerie store didn't at first. What I wear in my private time is none of nobody's business. So you would never know whether or not I wear lingerie or whatever. And I'm pretty sure, and I know that Rihanna does some posing in some of her Fenty, Savage by Fenty, and I get it. But, you know, it's a business that it makes me happy and I love it. So I decided to do it and it's going very well. Back to this thing about brands and alignments and things. So I have different opinions about this, because while I believe if a business makes sense financially and logistically, you should do it, I don't think you should promote the brand on your back if people don't know you for it. You know, so like, again, with the example with Busy's Intimates, I don't use my face or my likeness. I don't tell my personal business. I don't take you on a journey into my bedroom to see what I wear. And it's a company. It's a brand. It's not a brand dependent on me. You know, Beyonce's perfume line, that's dependent on her. She dropped it at her concert. It was connected to her. That's what people identify with. Her Darion jeans, she had the, or her line or jeans or whatever it was, she had the story about her grandmother and her mother and how they made clothes. And I got it. I got the connection. It's just the end product didn't match the story for me for me. It might have for anyone, for other people, but for me, it didn't. Rihanna, with wanting to start Fenty Cosmetics to make sure that she has something for every woman, that resonates, you know, and still she still carries that through with that brand. With Savage by Fenty, she wanted to make sure that there was comfortable, sexy pajamas and lingerie for, or intimate apparel, excuse me, for women, no matter if you were extra, extra small or size 40, you know. So I get it. I get it. Her goal, to my knowledge, is to make things accessible to the everyday woman. That's her brand. That is Rihanna's brand. When do you know Beyonce or Taraji? I love them both. But when do you know them to do hair care? Like, for as a consumer, I would first, my first instinct would be to buy from Tracee Ellis Ross, her pattern brand, because that's what she's known for. She is known for that. So celebrities aside, let's get to the everyday person like you and me. Are you thinking about how people perceive your brand, especially those of you who make yourself the face of the brand? And this is why I'm always very cautious with people in telling them, try not to make yourself the brand. As soon as you can, if you've done that, divest yourself from the brand. It has to be a company that can stand alone with or without you. You know, I think that a lot of us are so conscious of brand and appearance and community that we want to be relatable, and we start these brands and businesses and companies and try to make it about us, when in fact we should all be taking a page out of Rihanna's book and making it about the consumer. Now, some of you are going to get mad at me, and that's fine. You know, I say it like it is. I tell it like it is. You need to stop making yourself the center of the brand. Now, will these other brands do millions and millions of dollars? I'm sure they would, because of who is behind them. You know, look at, oh, I hate to say her name, but look at Kim Kardashian. She founded Skims. I still don't have the whole details. I think she's a partner in Skims, but I don't still have the whole details about it. So if someone can correct me, please leave a comment. But she wears these Skims brands. Now, here's where the disconnect for me comes in, and hopefully she can clear that up, or someone from her camp can clear that up. Kim has a phenomenal body. She does not need shapewear. She doesn't have the problem that the average Spanx user would have. I'm glad that she has expanded out into pajamas and comfort wear and things like that. And those are things that I could see her wearing. But when she initially dropped the brand as a shapewear brand, my eyebrow went up. It really did, you know, back to the average person, to us. We have to be mindful of how the public will perceive the brand. We have to be mindful that we need to step away from that brand and make sure that the company can survive without us. That is very important for any company. And I see a lot of you out here on social media. I love what you do. And you put all this money into branding and photo shoots and packaging and all this other stuff. But guess what? People are buying you. They're not buying the brand. And that bothers me, because if something were to happen to you, God forbid, or if you needed to step away, or you wanted to do something different, or even want to sell the company, it's going to be forever linked to you. And there's no way to build out of that. There's no way to climb out of that. You know, I want you guys to build healthy, profitable companies, but I want you to be smart about it too. If your brand currently relies on you, start the process of divesting yourself from the brand. I don't want you to be the face of the brand anymore. I want you to build a company that can last far beyond you being here. Mark my words, you'll be happy that you did, because you won't be stuck. I'm Adrienne Graham, CEO and founder of Mogul Chicks, and this has been another Mogul Chicks Chat. I want to help you build a better, more profitable company by providing strategic growth solutions, resources, mentoring, training, and access to capital. Make sure you check out the other episodes, and if you like what you hear, share the love. Pass the link on to your friends. You can find this podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, and of course, on the Mogul Chicks website. Make sure you subscribe. And if you subscribe and leave a comment on any or all of these channels, it helps other people find the podcast too. Sharing is caring. For more information about how we work with you to grow and scale your company, visit us online at mogulchicks.com. Send an email to contact@mogulchicks.com. Or you can connect with us all over social media at LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Pinterest, and everywhere else at Mogul Chicks. And that's Mogul Chicks with an X. And if you're not yet part of the Mogul Circle, if you're doing over $1 million in revenue annually, what are you waiting for? There's so much value in membership and the communities. Or if you prefer a good program or trying to move beyond startup phase, check out the Mogul Chicks Academy at mogulchicksacademy.com. I'll catch you on the next episode. Mogul Chicks are always a step ahead of the crowd and they're always closing deals. Remember, Mogul Chicks make mogul moves and power plays. Your move. Now go be profitable. Bye.